Jeremiah chapter 3. They say, if a man puts away his wife and she goes from him and become another man's, should he return to her again? Wouldn't that land be greatly polluted? And that's what God's law said in the law of Moses, that if a man and woman divorce, and a woman goes off with another man, they were not then to remarry at a later point. But you have played the prostitute, God says to Israel, with many lovers, but return again to me, says the Lord. You see here how passionate is God's love for his people, that although it would, as it were, break his own law, he is willing even to do that, because he is so passionate to have a relationship again with his people. Lift up your eyes to the heights and see, where have you not been lain with? You've sat for them by the ways as an Arabian in the wilderness. You've polluted the land with your prostitution and with your wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withheld, and there has been no latter rain. Yet you have a prostitute's forehead. You refuse to be ashamed. The worst thing with Israel was that they refused to be ashamed. It wasn't just what they did. It seems that God was more hurt by their refusal to accept what they'd done. And you find that very often said in the prophets, and you refuse to accept you've done any wrong. It seems that God is more hurt by that attitude than by the sin itself, which is, of course, bad enough. So if you struggle with sin and you feel that you keep sinning, but you really hate it and you recognize that it's wrong, God loves that. He doesn't love your sin. But I think the fact that you are not justifying yourself, that is so significant to God. Will you not from this time cry to me, my Father, you are the guide of my youth? I think this is God fantasizing, imagining what his people would say in repentance, even though they didn't. He wants them to say, my Father, you are the guide of my youth. Will he retain his anger forever? Will he keep it to the end? But behold, you have spoken and have done evil things and have done your way. Moreover, Yahweh said to me in the days of Josiah the king, have you seen that which backsliding Israel has done? She has gone up on every high mountain and under every green tree, and there has played the prostitute. So at the time of Josiah, he was making great reforms. You read the historical record, it seems they're all zealously reforming, getting rid of the idols. But no, they were still going up onto the mountains, and every worship of an idol was being unfaithful to God. And of course that's the same with us. We've all got the potential to have idols, and yet we proclaim our loyalty to God, and this is how hurtful it is to God if we go off with idols. I said, after she had done all these things, she will return to me. But she didn't return, and her treacherous sister Judah saw it. So God's hope was, surely they will come back to me. But they didn't. God, of course, in one sense, knows the future. But in another sense, I think he kind of limits himself so that he can really get into sort of real-time relationship with us. He had hopes that she would return to him, but she didn't. So God has hopes. He has hopes for you. He has intentions. You need to pray to God to know what his hope is for you. And, of course, not to disappoint his hope. Once you sense what he's hoping for from me, then run with both feet to do it. I saw when, for the very reason of committing adultery that I had put away and given a bill of divorce to backsliding Israel, that's the 10 tribes, treacherous Judah, the 2 tribes, her sister, didn't fear, but likewise went and played the prostitute. So then Judah was supposed to learn from the mistakes of Israel. And God brings people into your life, often people who've messed up or under his judgment, and it's for a purpose, so that you might learn and not go their way. It happened through the lightness of her prostitution. Again, it wasn't just that she did it. It was her light-hearted attitude to it. It was the lack of repentance, the lack of recognition that it was wrong. This is what grieved God more than the sin itself. So through the lightness of her prostitution, the land was polluted. Yet for all this, her treacherous sister Judah has not returned to me with her whole heart, but only in pretense, says Yahweh. We just read that this was at the time of Josiah's reforms, so even those reforms, getting rid of idols and all that, was still a pretense, God says, because their heart was with the idols. And this is so important to God, where your heart is. That's what matters. And in the New Testament, you read about the Spirit, and it's the same thing as the heart, really, and the need to have His Spirit. If any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of His. Yahweh said to me, backsliding Israel has shown herself more righteous than treacherous Judah. Go and proclaim these words towards the north and say, return, you backsliding Israel, says Yahweh. I will not look in anger on you, for I am merciful. I will not keep anger forever. Only acknowledge your iniquity, that you have sinned against Yahweh your God and have scattered your ways to the strangers under every tree. Again, what he's saying is, the only thing I'm asking you is to acknowledge your sin. He doesn't actually say stop it, although of course that's the implication. The bigger thing than the sin itself was admitting it, acknowledging it. That's what's so critically important. Return, backsliding children, says Yahweh, for I am a husband to you. Even though they were going off with other men, he says, I am still your husband. I will take you, one of a city and two of a family, and I will bring you to Zion. I will give you shepherds according to my heart, who shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. And it shall come to pass, when you are multiplied in the land, in those days they shall say no more, the ark of the covenant of Yahweh, neither shall it come to mind, neither shall they remember it, neither shall they miss it. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh. So he's saying there won't be any more ark, because I will dwell in Jerusalem. So God is saying, look, hurry up and repent, and then I can establish the kingdom on earth. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Yahweh, and all the nations will be gathered to it, to Jerusalem. Neither shall they walk any more after the stubbornness of their evil heart. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I gave for an inheritance to your fathers. Well, this was God's hope. That isn't actually what happened. Judah went into captivity in Babylon, and they were there, and then it turned into Persia. And when Cyrus, king of Persia, said, right, Jews, you can go back, most of them stayed in Persia. And those who did go back were more interested in building their own houses than rebuilding the temple. As for the 10 tribes who went into Assyria, virtually none of them came back. They assimilated into the peoples around them. But God's plan will come ultimately true in the last days, around the time when Jesus comes back, when all Israel shall return and be saved. I thought how I would set you among my children and give you a pleasant land. I thought you would call me my father and wouldn't turn away from following me. So you feel sorry for God. These were his hopes, and yet they had dashed and disappointed them. Surely as a wife faithlessly departs from her husband, so you have dealt treacherously with me, house of Israel. A voice is heard on the bare heights, the weeping and the petitions of the children of Israel, because they have perverted their way, they have forgotten Yahweh, their God. Return, you backsliding children, I will heal your backsliding. It's as if they were sliding down a slippery slope to destruction, and God saying, I can stop you. Truly in vain is help from the hills, the tumult on the mountains. Truly the salvation of Israel is in Yahweh our God. These are the words that God hoped they would say. But the shameful thing, Baal, has devoured the labour of our fathers from our youth, their flocks and their herds, their sons and their daughters. Let us lie down in our shame, let our confusion cover us, for we have sinned against Yahweh our God from our youth even to this day. We have not obeyed the voice of Yahweh our God. These are the words that God looked forward to hearing from them. He didn't hear them in this life. It didn't come about Jeremiah's time or the time of the restoration, but it will do ultimately, because God's word will always come finally true.